Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds.
Freedom Bound, a decade of radio without barriers.
Crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines. Sitting around, waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds.
Okay, you've been over the top, gone one-on-one. You've been to hell, and you made it back alive. Now it's time for the ultimate challenge. It's time for Spinal Awareness Week.
Yes, folks, that's right. Spinal Awareness Week. In your ear, out your radio. Today it's Dave and Tony again.
Hi there.
Yes, and we're going to be...
Great show for you this week.
Yes, we're going to be bringing you a series of interviews that Tony got. The other day at on a nice sunny Saturday afternoon.
Yes, I went up to the spinal unit of Royal North Shore Hospital and spoke to three people actually that just had suffered spinal injuries. Two very, very recently, and one was an old hand at it, and also spoke to a member of staff.
Yes, so here we go. Let's go with them now.
Well, this is a special week, and to tell you something about it, I'd now like to hand you over to David Plantford from the AQA.
I realised how serious spinal injuries and that were, but I just never thought it would ever happen to me.
So, Jody, how long have you been in hospital?
3 weeks tomorrow.
And can you tell us what happened?
I was in my bedroom and I was dancing on my bed and I fell out my window.
Fell out your window? How did you do that?
I was dancing on my bed and I tripped over and I just fell onto the fly screen because the window was open. And then I fell two stories down and landed on my back.
Two stories?
Yes.
Did you know anything about paraplegia before your accident?
Well, when I fell, I knew that I'd hurt my back, and because I was sort of aware that you weren't allowed to move people and all that. So I was actually telling everyone, you know, don't move me and everything, because I knew I'd done something to my back. But I never knew so much went on until I came into hospital. I had no idea. I just thought that, you know, if you were paraplegic, that was it. You know, you just fell or whatever you did, and you lost your movement in your legs.
What about, you can move your legs, right?
Yes.
How well?
Well, from my knees down, I don't have total feeling. It's just like pins and needles, and my feet don't move at all. And so it's mainly my thighs I've got full movement in.
So how long do you expect to stay in hospital?
I'm not sure. I'm still looking at quite a few months, and then I've got rehab, which will probably take a little while longer to get my muscle strength back in that.
What about lying there? What was going through your mind when you first in hospital?
Oh, the first week, because they didn't know, you know, if I was going to walk or not, that was the most horrible week of my life, I think.
Did you have movement then, when you first?
No, I didn't.
So it was pretty scary.
And I had no feeling. And for a while, for about 2 days, they told me that I was going to be in a wheelchair. And those 2 days, it's unbelievable the thoughts that went through your head.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
But what happens when you're laying there? I mean, what's the daily routine at the moment? I mean, before you were getting up, I mean, you just said before that you have been up once, but what about when laying there? Could you move at all? You had to lie flat,
did you? I had to lay flat. I was able to move my neck, but that was all.
So what did you do before your accident?
I'm in Year 12 at Beacon Hill High School.
So what are you going to do about schooling then while you're here?
Well, I've had the teachers come up to me and ask me if I want to do some schoolwork here, but at the moment I've just got too many other things on my mind. The HSC is like far away from my mind at the moment. I just want to get up and walking first of all and see. I can't make any commitments yet. I've got to see how it goes. But probably next year.
You'll finish schooling?
Yeah, I'll probably do it through tech.
So tell me, have you found the staff here? They've been good, supportive?
They're lovely. They're so supportive, it's unbelievable.
And what about your parents and relatives? They've been good coming in?
Yes. I find that my parents strong in that when I'm feeling good. But if I'm really down in the dumps, then so are they. So that's really hard.
Do you think they know what you're going through lying there?
Yes, I think they do. They're a lot of the times they're more concerned about things than I am, because in the second week when I started to get feeling back in my legs, I was like really happy, and I was sort of like treating it all as like a joke, and that sort of upset my parents a bit because they didn't think I was taking it seriously. So that caused a few problems. Mm-hmm. But it was just my way of handling it, I think.
Did you see any of the spinal ads or the awareness ads on TV before?
Yes.
And what did you think? Did you think at all about them then?
I didn't think it would ever happen to me.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. And
but what about the ad? I mean, did you actually listen to it and think? You know,
oh, yes.
Along those?
I thought how horrible. Like, I realised how serious spinal injuries and that were, but I just never thought it would ever happen to me.
Here's an oldie, but a goodie. Be aware. Take care. Don't end up in a wheelchair. Do you want to be in one of those ads? Remember, Spinal Awareness Week.
So, Earl, I believe you do some work up here in the spinal unit to do with the accident prevention. Is that true?
Yes, Tony. The awareness prevention program works from here. And whilst we go out to primary and high schools to speak to the kids, generally 5th and 6th class primary through to year 12, the program operates from level 7 near the Royal North Shore Hospital.
So what, you mainly aim this information at younger children?
Yeah, well, they're the kids that perhaps that it can or will be more likely to happen to as you become more independent, particularly the senior students. But if we can create a better attitudes and awareness that this is a possibility, common sense and safety equipment, hopefully if accidents do occur, the safety equipment will help, and maybe they'll take that little bit of extra care to prevent accidents happening anyway.
So do you go out to all the schools, do you?
Yeah, we've got actually 6 people now involved in the program. One guy's up in Newcastle and basically does that area, and the rest of us are based in Sydney. And we go out to primary schools and high schools the 5 days in the week and do these sessions, which generally take about an hour. And we talk to the kids about paralysis, you know, paraplegia, quadriplegia, the different levels of injury, the different effects on the individual and the family and really the whole community. We take a spine, explain the vertebrae and the delicate nature of the spinal cord, loss of movement, feeling, associated problems with that. And then an audio visual, we've got different audio visuals for primary and high, and we then discuss the main causes, you might say, car accidents, motorcycle, sport and recreation, particularly diving and body contact.
So they're the most...
They would appear to be the most common, and we're including now falls in our high school talk because quite a few people are ending up in here that have had a fall of some sort, whether it was a home accident or perhaps from an industrial fall or maybe somebody working in the country.
How do you find the kids respond to you being like disabled and going out there?
Tremendous. We've sort of had some studies where it felt that maybe an able-bodied person could impart exactly the same information, but it's a more realistic warning coming from someone that it's actually happened to. So the kids generally respond very, very well. They quickly accept us that we can talk, we can smile, we can laugh, crack some good or bad jokes, and then in question time we really get some really good and interesting questions, you know, unless you get the odd kid that wants to tell a story or two. But now the kids ask some good questions. Maybe the high school, senior high school students occasionally are a bit inhibited because they're not supposed to ask questions, they're supposed to know it all and they don't want to be embarrassed in front of their friends. But we've generally find that response is very, very good, and we repeatedly go back to schools year after year.
And do you think people are more aware now to do with the dangers of spinal injuries?
Much more aware for a variety of reasons. Probably when they're more aware about paralysis, say, than when I was when I had my accident 11 years ago. The International Year of Disabled, better access, but probably the education system in itself. People are more aware of paralysis, disability, the permanency of paralysis, and maybe even the technical side of it, loss of movement and feeling, effects that it may have on bladder and bowel, and certainly of independence. It's one of the big things that some people are going to need help, and some people will need a lot of help.
And what about statistics? Are they down due to this, or are they still around the same mark?
Yeah, we felt very good about the fact that statistics had not necessarily come down, but with increased population and our motor vehicles but using the roads, that things had levelled off. Yeah, I suppose you say, yes, they came down, but then they've levelled off. And then, unfortunately, late last year, early this year, we've had quite a few more admissions than usual. And, in fact, quite a few of those were from falls. So that was a bit of a worry, but it's levelled off again now. But, yeah, overall, we're very pleased with the results.
And you were saying before, what were the main causes of...
Yeah, we're basically seeing cars... People, particularly inexperienced people, you could probably throw in alcohol and speed as well. Definitely throw in alcohol and speed. People who aren't driving to the road rules and aren't in control of their vehicle. Motorcycles. Make a mistake on a motorcycle, you come off, you've got to hit something, even with the best equipment on. And we can advise about that equipment, but unfortunately it might not save your life, let alone prevent paralysis. And diving, people forget to check. And football, and that... Head-high tackles, spear tackles, collapsing scrums, people who are the wrong physique to pack down in the scrum, and people who haven't been doing neck exercises, which are vital for that sport. And in fact, we tell the kids they could all do them.
Hot diggity damn, where's my doggone doggone? That was Michelle Schott. Let's go to a little message and then back to the interviews.
Hi, I'm a home care worker, so I can't tell you my name. but I can tell you that I work from 5 a.m. to 11 at night caring for people with spinal injuries. If less people broke their necks, my job would be a whole lot easier. Please, be careful. So break wind, break a leg, or break new ground, but don't break your neck.
So, Donna, how long have you been in hospital?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Is that loud enough?
I can't.
I have no diaphragm.
Yes. Since New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And tell us what happened.
I dived into the wrong end of a swimming pool.
A swimming pool?
Mm.
What was it? Only a very shallow, was it? The swimming pool?
You're laughing. Yeah. Yes, extremely shallow.
How shallow would that have been around?
Oh,
about?
I don't know.
Do you remember much about the accident?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Fully conscious all the way, were you?
Yeah.
What, painful, was it? Or?
No, I couldn't feel anything at all.
So you've broken your neck and...
Yeah.
What level quadriplegic are you?
C5-6.
5-6. So how much movement have you got? You can move one arm, can you?
Shoulders. Both arms.
You can move both arms?
No triceps.
Can you move your wrist up?
Yeah.
So you've got that wrist movement as well.
Yeah.
So since New Year's Eve, how long is that? That's, 2.5 months, is it? Or?
It's only
3 months, is it? 4 months.
It's 3.5.
All right. And just tell us, did you know anything about quadriplegia or you know,
no.
Spinal injuries before?
No.
Nothing at all about it?
No.
About the ads on TV to do with the accident, spinal prevention, didn't see any of those at all?
No.
I've seen it, it's totally...
All of a sudden I've seen those stickers, don't be a fool, diving in the pool. I've never seen them before.
No, never seen them, so I knew absolutely nothing.
No.
What was your thought of disabled people though before your accident?
Oh, I have heaps of friends that are disabled. I've raised money for disabled people, but I never actually, I thought it was a disease. True.
So how much longer do you expect to stay in hospital?
Well, I was due to leave here yesterday to go over to Mirong, the rehab. That was cancelled, so I'm just waiting for a bed out there.
So it'll be a couple of more weeks, do you think?
Yeah.
Tell us about lying there. I mean, how did you cope just lying there over the weeks? Did you think about things and what went through your mind?
I was petrified, I guess, just frightened. Too frightened to ask questions. I didn't really want to know what was going to happen. I just thought I'd take it a day at a time and just get well, think about things later.
So what's the daily routine like when you're up here then? What's the setup?
I just rehab. Just
what do you guys get up in the morning and go
physiotherapy,
to?
Physiotherapy, occupational therapy.
Were you in traction before?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What's the setup there?
Peter. I was in traction for 7 weeks.
Try. You're in traction for about seven weeks.
7 weeks I was in traction.
Mm. And just elaborate a little. What's the setup on there?
They just put prongs, they drill prongs into your head, small holes on each side of your head, put the prongs in, and then they put the weight on the back of that to keep the neck stable.
How much weight did you have? Not sure, it was just heavy.
Quite a few pounds,
yeah. And so that was in 7 weeks. Could you get up, do anything then, or you had to just lie there?
No, I had to lie there for a further 3 weeks.
So flat on your back?
Seven weeks flat on my back. 2 weeks just sitting up and with a collar, neck collar on.
And what did you said you're going out to rehab as soon as the bed's there?
Yeah.
What will you be doing out there? Just more physio?
Just more rehab and getting myself established and learning how to take care of myself.
And where do you think you'll go
I'm
from there?
I'm not really sure. I don't know exactly what's going to happen out there.
And where do you think you'll go from there? I mean, have you thought about the future yet? Or have you thought about the future and your position?
Not a lot, no.
Not a lot. Does it scare you?
Yeah.
Any ideas of jobs or anything like that? Or
later.
Is it still a bit too early?
Oh, I will later. Mm. Yeah.
Has it hit you the fact that you might be in the chair for for life?
Yeah, it has. I've come to terms with it only just recently, though.
And to get depressed at all? Or?
Yeah, every day.
Every day, do you?
Mm.
But you're not always, what, you still got a smile on your face?
Sure.
He's got one on his face now.
Mm.
So you just handle it,
do you? It's okay, you know. I have to live with it, so just take it as it comes.
Mm.
Do you ever find yourself in this position? Having trouble? Yeah, try one of these. They work for me.
Okay, thanks.
Megalax always gets results.
How long have you been working in spinal unit, Kate?
I've been on the unit for about 6 years all up, of which a couple of years was full-time and the last 4 years have been part-time.
How does it compare with some of the other wards?
It's basically a lot heavier physically to nurse here and psychologically, which is very understandable considering the type of trauma that the patients are going through. And also you have so much more input into patients and their relatives as they come through. You actually get to know them as friends and like to know what's happening in their life outside the hospital.
Yeah, I guess because they spend so much time up here that you get to know them quite well. And
well, particularly at the beginning when someone's come through and their whole life's changed and you've got to accept the fact that what happened yesterday isn't going to happen tomorrow and you have to actually go through helping them change their attitude towards their lives or just go through them changing it. And you usually spend a lot of time with them and their family and their friends and you just get to know them all very personally.
How do you find most of the people, the patients that come in, do they handle the situation?
Most handle it very, very well. I mean, you only see what they want you to see anyway, so you can't always say that what they're saying to you is the truth. Of course, each one of them's having a horrible time. But most of them try and put on a good front, whether it's for us or whether it's for their mum or their dad or their girlfriend or their wife or whatever else. Most people will try and be positive. I think the big crunch usually comes when they actually leave here where they're quite normal in that everybody else is in a chair and then hit the big world when people start looking at them and they find they can't do things and they don't have the resources to help them and that's probably the hardest time for them.
Do you think yourself that you understand what the patient's going through?
I think I have empathy for them, but I certainly have no idea of what they're going through. I think it'd be ridiculous to think that you know what it's like even just to lie in a bed and look at a ceiling for 6 weeks. I've never done that, let alone to lose function, to have to reassess your sexuality, have to reassess your whole outlook on the rest of your life. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that I'd know what they're going through.
And what about, say, if that certain patient's not handling it? How the staff towards them?
Well, unfortunately, people who aren't pleasant people are going to be treated differently than people who are pleasant people. I mean, most people that come through, I don't think I've had... Most of the patients I've actually nursed, I've enjoyed, for whatever. You find there's something positive in everyone. But then there's some patients who just cannot be pleasant. And they've obviously had problems. They may have had problems before they even came in. And unfortunately, they really need the support more than anyone else because they probably haven't any friends either. You have to actually find staff members who do have some rapport with them.
Some tolerance.
Well, may not be. You may be the staff may be the intolerant ones, because we expect them to behave and to fit into a patient role, and they shouldn't have to if they don't want to.
And what about you? Do you think you're now more aware about spinal cord injuries?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Sometimes a bit paranoid, but I'm pretty reckless too. So, I mean, I take risks still, but I certainly don't drink and drive, and I certainly sound like a real moralist here.
So do you take now more precautions than say, you might have before working in spinal cord?
Well, I probably were pretty cautious about diving into rivers anyway, because I come from the country. It took me a bit to wear helmets when I was riding horses and bikes, but that's norm now. Pretty careful. Not overly careful. Not stupid.
That was Kate from the Spinal Unit. What a lovely lady. We didn't have time to put Tony on. Sorry, Tony. You might have to pay me a bit more money and I'll put it on next week. Well, that just about wraps up another show of Freedom Bound. We probably will be coming back to you next week. Well, have we got an action-packed show for you next week? Well, we're not quite sure. What do you reckon, Dave?
Well, I've been reading my stars and I think we have, actually.
You think you have? Well, we might have. We'll see what we can come up with. But we'll be back next week. And right now, we might just head off into another Michelle Shock song and we'll see you again.
Yes, it's Michelle Shocked on the Greener Side. Thank you.